data contracts, interface agreements between data producers and consumers, core insight, upfront. Data contracts shift quality responsibility to producers at the point of creation. Instead of consumers discovering broken data downstream, a missing column, a changed definition, a silent schema change, the producer commits to a formal agreement. This is the schema. These are the definitions. This is the freshness guarantee. And here is who to call when it breaks. It is the API contract equivalent for data pipelines. The concept was coined by Andrew Jones, principal engineer at GoCardless, around 2021. He joined as their first data engineer, built the data platform from scratch, got frustrated facing the same quality problems every data team faces, and started thinking there must be a better way. His book, Driving Data Quality with Data Contracts, published in 2023, is the definitive reference. Separately, PayPal developed and open-sourced their own data contract template, which became the foundation for the Open Data Contract Standard, or ODCS, under the Linux Foundation's BIDL project. ODCS version 3 released in October 2024 with enhanced data quality support. A data contract contains seven elements. First, schema, the exact fields, types, and nullability. This is the structural agreement. Second, semantics, business definitions for each field. What does revenue mean in this context? Net or gross, including refunds or not? Third, SLOs or service level objectives, freshness, completeness, and availability guarantees. For example, this data updates within 4 hours with 99.5% uptime. Fourth, ownership, which team owns the contract and who to contact when it breaks. Fifth, quality rules, validation constraints like order total must be greater than zero, or email must match a valid format. Sixth, lineage, where the data comes from and what transformations are applied. Seventh, classification, PII status, sensitivity level, retention policy. The workflow operates like API versioning. The producer defines the contract as code, typically YAML or JSON. The contract is version controlled in Git. Changes go through code review. At ingestion time, data that violates the contract is rejected or quarantined, not silently passed downstream. Consumers depend on the contract, not the internal implementation. If the producer refactors their pipeline, but the contract still holds, consumers are unaffected. Breaking changes require explicit negotiation, just like breaking changes to a public API. The strategic value is profound. Without contracts, data quality is a game of downstream whack-a-mole. A column gets renamed, a definition changes, a table stops updating, and you find out when the CEO's dashboard breaks. With contracts, quality is enforced at the source. The producer cannot ship data that violates the agreement. This is the same shift that happened in software when teams moved from manual QA at the end to automated testing in the pipeline. Data contracts are especially critical for data mesh implementations. If domains own their analytical data as products, contracts are the interface between those products. They define what consumers can depend on. Without them, decentralized ownership creates decentralized chaos. Practical guidance: start with your most critical, most consumed data. Identify the tables that feed the most dashboards, the most reports, the most downstream models. Define contracts for those first. You do not need to contract every table on day one, and pair contracts with observability. The contract defines the standard. Observability monitors whether the standard is being met in practice.